Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 495 for Wednesday, July 29th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Wednesday morning, taking strength from advances in U.S. soybeans. ICE canola was anywhere from $1 to $3 higher, with the most active November contract up $2.40 at $495.20 per ton. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive on the international market. Continued rain in southern Manitoba was not wanted by farmers who are already dealing with excess moisture. The near-term contracts seem to have found a floor support level at the $490 per ton level. However, losses in U.S. soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures limited the gains. The market's reluctance to follow through on yesterday's bounce leaves the technical bias pointed down. The recent plunge of the Chinese stock market and overall economic uncertainty of the Asian country is bearish for vegetable oil demand moving forward. Rain in Saskatchewan was expected to help the drought-stressed canola crop. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all unchanged and untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 8 to 10 cents higher on reasonable demand, amid ideas values were oversold. The most active November contract is sitting at $9.50 a bushel. This could rise in the near future with a short-term ceiling for the November contract of $9.63, very likely. There are forecasts calling for scattered showers across the U.S. Midwest this week, which is expected to aid development of the soybean crop. Corn was 2 to 3 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $3.82 per bushel. Futures lost ground on weather forecasts that are considered conducive for healthy crop development in the Midwest. At the same time, analysts say some damage was likely done to the corn crop from the heavy rains earlier this spring. In international news, China's corn crop, which has also been hit with drought, is finally expecting to see some significant rain soon. U.S. wheat was 7 to 8 cents weaker, with the September contract sitting at $5.03 per bushel. Values were under pressure from reports that wheat stocks in other competing nations were quite large. As well, early results from a crop tour in the U.S. pointed to healthy and high yields at home. Russia's grain harvest is 21% complete, with yields on the rise. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, July 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.